Still to come, Adrian Martinez, the lead candidate, you might say, for UFL MVP. He's having a tremendous year with the 6-0 Birmingham Stallions.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty to talk about with Adrian, including, could this be his ticket back into the league?
Tried out with the Lions last year.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder how much of that experience, we can talk to him about that, how much of that experience ties into how he has been able to adjust within a completely brand new team, well, it's not a brand new team. They played last year. It was just a different league. But
sure,
getting used to the lay of the land, and he is performing great.
Mm-hmm.
7-1 touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, I'm excited to have him on.
I am too. So he'll be coming up 5:30 today, 5:30. Here on the Grum.
Which means the dulcet tones of Joey for content at 5:15 today.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different today. Mm-hmm. A little bit different lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Not a TV ratings guy, but...
Yes.
This is a very... And don't worry, for those of you watching in the stream, I'm going to zoom in on some of this here in just a little bit, but we've done a lot of analysis of college football TV ratings because, quite frankly, it's the thing that's driving the ship. Television revenues are the thing that is running college athletics. It is the thing that is leading programs to leave conferences, some conferences to completely implode, others like the Big Ten to almost double in size in 15 years. It is the draw of the so-called grand brands.
Mm-hmm.
So this graphic from TJ Altimore, who does a lot of these types of charts, is looking at cumulative television audience. So this is all viewers.
Okay.
This is literally taking
game on top of game on top of game.
Every game that you've played since 2016.
Okay.
Every game you've played it since 2016 and added up all the total number of raw viewers. But it removes the top four biggest TV opponents from each team's viewership. So you're kind of taking some teams off the top because the idea...
is finding out how valuable you actually are.
Right, because...
like, for example, Nebraska, they play Ohio State. They're going to get their number jacked up because they're playing Ohio State. Are the people there for Nebraska or are they for Ohio State? Well, mainly they will have been there for Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean,
Notre Dame.
Nebraska is a draw, but the majority draw is
because of
the opponents. I'm going to look this up. This is actually, gosh, I'm going to have
to... Notre Dame is a draw themselves, as we will discuss in a few minutes. They are the draw, not so much their opponents. Notre Dame is why people watch.
I'm trying to find... give me just a second. Trying to find Nebraska. I've got it here somewhere. Here it is. So the most watched games... now, this is not counting last year. So Colorado, which was a high audience, but that was because of Colorado's not on this list. But
sure.
The most watched games... four of the five feature Ohio State, and the other one was Michigan.
There you go. I mean, that kind of proves the point that we're trying
to talk about. So for Nebraska, for example, these numbers do not include the Ohio State and the Michigan games because those are huge draws. So again, the goal here, and this is done for every team across Power Conference football, to just see, okay, how much of the attraction actually is you?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, these charts that can get skewed a little bit based on the fact that, hey, you may have played both Ohio State and Michigan, and that's going to inflate your totals.
Well, like, real quick, for example, in 2021, Nebraska played both of the teams that you just mentioned, and they played Oklahoma. So it's like,
correct,
their ratings that year for a 3-9 team were probably the best ratings ever for a 3-9 team. But, I mean, how much of it was them? How much of it was their opponents? Obviously, we know the answer.
For the main graphic that we're showing, for those of you watching in the stream, 1620thezone.com or 1620thezone, 1620thetv.
Mm-hmm. What about the radio? You always tell the people that are watching what they're watching. What about the radio people?
Well, I'm about to explain, but
okay.
I'm just... but if you see, notice on the graphic, there are programs in each of the... of the biggest three conferences, the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC, who are leagues above everybody else.
I mean, truly lording over everybody.
Ohio State, for the Big
Ten. I guess
Ten.
They're close. They have Michigan that's close. Compared to the other leagues.
Close-ish, yeah.
Compared to the other leagues.
Alabama in the SEC and Notre Dame, who is counted amongst the ACC schools.
And Notre Dame is the highest of all of the draws.
Yes, they are.
Which makes sense. Notre Dame as a draw is higher than everybody else in the entire sport. And that is why they are forever going to be the team that everybody wants in their league.
So now we zoom in a little bit so it's easier to see conference by conference, starting with the Big Ten. Ohio State, and again, this is cumulative television audience since 2016, has pulled in and minus their top four games. So this is not including the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Is this real quick? Is this not their top four games every year? Is that what they
Yes.
are? Okay.
Michigan State, or excuse me, Ohio State, $209 million.
Ooh.
Next nearest is Michigan at $168 million. Then it falls off again pretty hard to Penn State at $115 million. Then it falls off pretty hard again to Wisconsin at just under $97 million. So just right there between the top four teams,
boom.
You chop off $40 million.
And then another $50 million.
Almost, yeah, $50 million. And then another $20
million. And then you start getting teams
and
in
then,
chunks.
And then it starts getting closer.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's at $96.7 million. USC is at $94.2 million. Oregon at $91.4 million. And then Nebraska at $88.6
million. So what are they? Overall, in the new league, they are seventh.
Yeah, and this
even
is,
though they have been horrible. This is essentially their the worst stretch of football since the Dark Ages, also with 2016.
Correct.
One bowl season, and
correct.
Yet they are seventh. They are above really successful schools like a Washington out of the Pac-12 or Iowa, Michigan State. You know, obviously they've fallen on some hard times lately. UCLA.
Iowa's sitting at $70 million, so Nebraska cumulatively has almost drawn 20 million more viewers since 2016 than Iowa has, taking out the top four games.
Sure.
Or top four opponents. Other newbies, Washington's at 67, UCLA's at 62, and then it drops off pretty heavy again. So really what you're looking at about a seven-tiered system. Ohio State's a tier by itself. Michigan's a tier by itself. Penn State's a tier by itself. Then the fourth tier is Wisconsin, USC, Oregon, Nebraska.
Yep.
And then the next tier after that, you got Michigan State, Iowa, Washington
and maybe UCLA.
And UCLA,
and then a drop off,
and then another drop off down to Purdue at $44 million, Minnesota at 41, Northwestern at 38, all the way down to Rutgers at $16 million.
I mean, this is not TV ratings guy. Pretty fascinating because it does kind of tell a story. And for those who have long argued with you and said John Nebraska is going to be fine, this would certainly be an argument in their favor. Nebraska, as bad as they have been, is seventh in the conference.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that this still does explain that they have a really good brand.
They do have
a good brand.
They do have a brand. SEC, Alabama, all by themselves, 213 million total viewers.
Wow.
Oklahoma, new to the SEC, 145. So a huge drop, 70 million.
So that's above Penn State, but behind Michigan.
Correct.
In terms of the Big Ten.
Georgia at 134, Texas at 132, LSU at 119, Florida at 102. And then it takes a pretty big drop down to Auburn at 81.
So their top seven or eight definitely averages higher, right, than the Big Ten's does. But the Big Ten has two that are above their top two. You know, I guess Ohio State's a little behind Bama, but then Michigan's ahead of Oklahoma. That's pretty interesting. This makes sense, right? The Big Ten's, or the SEC rather, super deep. The Big Ten a bit more top-heavy over the years in
Correct.
Terms of national success.
If you and you go all the way down to the bottom of the chart, Missouri at $15 million.
Yeah, and they're good. At least they will be this year.
Vandy at $5
million. Interesting.
The one that really surprised me was Tennessee. And I know Tennessee's been a little bit on hard times, but Tennessee only $62 million. That's behind. That's 20 million fewer than Nebraska.
Yep. Yeah.
And
exactly.
Both programs have kind of mirrored each other until very recently.
I was going to say, now Tennessee's been
good. In terms
good.
Of lack of success.
Yeah. Tennessee's brand maybe not as strong nationally as Nebraska's.
Yeah. Nebraska's brand still stronger than Auburn.
Yep.
Than A&M, and then Tennessee.
Interesting.
In term, if you're looking at it from just these numbers.
Yeah.
but certainly way behind Florida, LSU, Texas, and the like. ACC, Notre Dame, $230 million.
Far and away above everybody.
It's above everybody. It beats Alabama.
And it beats Ohio State. Wow.
That's Notre Dame. Then Clemson, $142 million.
Makes sense. They've won national championships. They've played for other national championships. They are often in big games.
Then Florida State at $108. Then it drops off pretty hard down to Miami at 73.
And then it drops off again.
And then it drops off really hard.
And again, this is a good explainer for these leagues. By the way, is SMU even on this graphic? Poor SMU. SMU getting disrespected.
Don't know why SMU's not on there.
Yeah, they're not on there. But in all seriousness, like, this shows, you know, why it is not really a power four, but it's a power two.
Mm-hmm.
And then where the drop off comes.
It's a power two, and then if you throw in Notre Dame, Clemson, and Florida State, and Miami.
And why those schools are wanting to get out of that league.
Correct.
You know?
And then finally we get down to the little old Big 12.
And this, I mean, again, another representation of this conference, especially now in this new era,
mm-hmm.
kind of what it is and how it's viewed.
TCU, $62 million. Oklahoma State, $62 million. Just by comparison, the best, most watched team since 2016 in the Big 12 would be fifth most in the ACC.
Oh, man.
They would be...
eighth most?
They're basically the same as Tennessee.
I was going to say, yeah, they're halfway down.
They would be where UCLA is in the Big Ten.
Wow.
That's the most watched team in the Big 12.
Real quick.
And if you look at... notice how Colorado's at $50 million. Imagine what Colorado's numbers would be without last year.
I was just going to say, how much is that weighted just by one season ago?
This also does include Washington State and Oregon State, and you can see why they're
Left behind, sadly, yeah. Max writes on YouTube, to be honest, I'm surprised Cal's as high as they are. I thought they would be on the Vandy level. Could you go back to the ACC one? I didn't even notice where Cal was.
$23 million.
Yeah, they're ahead of Virginia, Syracuse, Duke, Boston College, and Wake Forest. And I would assume SMU, since they're not on the graphic.
I am a little surprised, but some of that, too, is that... I really don't know where that comes from.
You know, my guess would be, just predicting, is Cal plays in a lot of those 9:30 games on ESPN, and while it's late and the viewership isn't going to be as high as earlier in the day, it is a much lighter window. There are fewer games on at 9:30 at night than at 2:30, and so I end up watching Cal games because it's the only thing on by that point in time before I go to bed. So I wonder if it's that.
But again, if you look at this, and let's say you're talking super leagues, and if you were to use this as a guiding bridge, let's just say you do the cutoff at $60 million. So anyone in the $60 million or more club, you're safe. You're looking at, from the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, USC, Oregon, Nebraska, Michigan State, Iowa, Washington, and UCLA.
It's 11 teams from that league.
In the SEC, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Florida, Auburn, A&M, Tennessee.
It's 9 teams from that league.
In the ACC, you're looking at Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami.
4 teams. We're at 24 right now.
And in the Big 12, you're looking at TCU and Oklahoma State.
2 teams.
How many teams total?
Is that 26?
So if you wanted
a few more scraps, so if you wanted 32.
So if you wanted to get to 32, you could maybe move the tolerance line down to $50 million. Then you're adding West Virginia and Colorado. You're adding no one from Ole Miss is still below 50.
And no one from the Big Ten.
No one there either.
Well, that'd get you to 30. Wow. I mean, you want to talk about some interesting numbers that kind of fit with what we have talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Those numbers kind of fit with what we're talking about.
Yes, they do.
A couple comments real fast. Adam writes on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, if Nebraska is average, where are they? I would say, given that they are 7th, but they are bunched so close with Wisconsin, USC, and Oregon, I would venture to guess that they would hop those 3 schools. They would be behind Penn State, but they would be above Wisconsin.
I would guess... I could see them, because if you think about it, if they were as, or at least approaching the success of Wisconsin, they would probably be in that same, they'd probably be, it'd be them and Wisconsin battling for four.
And not to get too,
that would be my guess.
Let me give you an in the weeds take on this too, to prove my point a bit further. How many times since 2016 did Wisconsin play in the Big Ten Championship? They played in it in 2016. Mm-hmm. They played in it in 2017. Mm-hmm. They played in it in 2019. Then you know what else Wisconsin got to do, John? They got to play in bowl games. So what point am I making right now? The point that I'm making is actual math of they got to play two more games, which then pushed two other regular season games into the bucket of raw viewership. You take out the top four, that means you took out conference championship games. If Nebraska suddenly is playing in a conference championship, if Nebraska is playing in a bowl game, you know, other regular season games that would have brought the average up are suddenly included in the bucket.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say, you know, definitely there. Phil writes, I just tuned in. Where is this info you guys are discussing about viewership?
I will go and find the original tweet from TJ.
We'll retweet it at USC1620 for you.
Yeah, I will do that here momentarily. That's from TJ Altimore, who's a strategy and analytics consultant. But he does a lot of stuff on college. We've used his graphics before. In fact, he just did one about top 100 biggest TV rivalry games. I'll share that tomorrow. But he does a lot of these types of graphics, and they're really very fascinating.
Here we go.
Here it is.
I found his tweet.
I'll retweet this.
Okay.
And you can see, you can kind of look at it a little bit closer for yourself. But, I mean, honestly, if you're sitting here and we were, you know, talking about TV drafts, if you were sitting in a conference room with the other power schools and the other TV networks, and you're just looking at the raw numbers saying, who are the biggest brands? You could cut the line off at 60 million on from this chart, and you've come up with 26 teams.
We just did it pretty fast. And I mean, it does cover like the top end, but it kind of covers that next level too of like teams that people do care about, mm-hmm, that are draws. Some of them historic powers, Nebraska would fall into that. Mm-hmm. Some of them have fallen on hard times. Some of them maybe more modern successful teams. So yeah, I think Nebraska's still in the club.
Oh yeah.
They're still in the club.
Yeah. They're still in the club. There's no doubt about it. They are
also
still in the club.
I think this is a great idea in terms of how he looked at it, where you remove the top four games from a team each year. I think that this is the best representation that I have ever seen for which schools people care about the most. Notre Dame being number one, I think it kind of answers the question, mm-hmm, here. I will say I'm a little surprised that Bama is number two instead of Ohio State, because I've always thought Ohio State is a more Tiffany brand, a bigger draw. Alabama's obviously had more success, though. So that's probably,
man, it's real close. I
just feel like Ohio State is more national, and Bama's so regional, you know, in terms
Bama's
of like interest.
Bama's, as a historic program, it's more successful than
definitely. Oh, and recent success, right? Like they won six natties under Saban. Ohio State has won two national championships this century.
Yeah,
you know, they before they won in 02, they had one since 68.
And also, this is a credit to Ohio State, Alabama. It feels like they've, and not just counting playoff games, but because they're in the SEC, it feels like they played a lot more high leverage games.
Oh yeah, for sure, 100%.
And they have more rivalry games.
Definitely.
Ohio State's got one rival.
Yeah.
And remember, this chart takes them off. Alabama's got LSU, Tennessee, and then, you know, anytime they play a Georgia, that's going to...
Did you mention Auburn?
Auburn.
Don't forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's their biggest rival.
Exactly.
So there's a little bit of that at play as well.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. I mean, like, them playing in that conference, you're going to have more games, more high-leverage games. Last year, Ohio State... They had the Notre Dame game, but obviously that was in the non-conference. Mm-hmm. But then in conference, they had two. They had Michigan and Ohio State, and that was pretty much it in terms of those high-leverage, big-time games. Whereas Alabama last year, you know, they had LSU. They had Tennessee. I'm trying to think of other regular season games that they had. Obviously, they had Auburn. You know, you're right. They do have those games every single year.
402-951-1620. And we just retweeted that from the JTech Construction Zone Twitter page if you want to look at it for yourself and see the graphic and do your own
Research.
Fantasy booking.
There you go. Perfect.
If you will.
Nice.
On 1620 The Zone.